The battle for X Games gold starts today, and for athletes in the hunt, it's another year in which the boundaries are being pushed even further, with more and more spins.
People are doing them in slopestyle runs, linking them back to back, you know?
As if that wasn't an achievement already. Slopestyle competitor Mark McMorris says judges are being pushed to be more picky about how they hand out high scores.
It's ever so progressing, and it's really fun to be a part of, and definitely the judges are honing in on like special grabs and not necessarily just on the next rotation.
Progression was the theme of the day as the games have reached a tipping point between safety and continuing to push the human body further. Caleb Moore died after sustaining injuries during a snowmobile event in 2013. Caleb's brother Colton still competes in snowmobile events. He said his brother still influences his drive to compete.
You know, if my brother was here and I thought about quitting, he'd probably smack me, you know? So now I like to come back here, and every time I ride, I'm riding for my brother, and it's awesome.
But it isn't just about the way men are progressing winter sports. The women are working just as hard, if not harder, to push skiing and riding to new levels. Maddie Bowman will be skiing in the women's superpipe event.
A lot of the girls are going a lot bigger, a lot more technical tricks, grabs. It's super cool, and I'm really excited, and we're ready to go out there and kind of show everyone what we've been doing, because last year we got a little bit of hate for it, but we're excited, and the girls are killing it, so you guys should come out Friday night.
Last year, an opinion article on freeskier.com suggested that the women's skiing superpipe event should be discontinued because it wasn't as good as the men's event. Carrying the torch for women's snowboarding is 15-year-old Chloe Kim. Kim won her first X Games medal when she was only 13, a time when she says she was more focused on looking for candy. Now she's back and is more focused.
I'm more like aware of what's going on, and I think that's going to be really helpful now that I've calmed down and I'm not, you know, hyper on sugar. So
the first medals will be handed out at 2 p.m. today in the Special Olympics Unified Snowboarding Final. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.